And it's a very good morning to Billy Gordon, the member of Parliament in Queensland, in fact, and he stands as an independent these days. Very good morning to you, Billy.
Morning, Greg. How are you?
Thanks for sharing some time with us. You're out on country, so that's a good thing for starters.
Yeah, no, it's good to be out of the city and getting out in the electorate.
Yeah. Look, there's while you're out bush though, there's some things going on with that the air service to Mornington Island. What's your thoughts on what's being offered at the moment by Rex Airlines?
Look, you know, first of all, I've had the privilege of talking to the mayor out at Mornington Island late last week, Bradley Wilson, shared with me some of his frustrations over, I guess, rightly so, is an inadequate arrangement for such a community like Mornington. And, there's no blame game here, but I think the state government needs to pull their socks up. It's been over a month that this interim arrangement's been in place, and fair enough, the airstrip's damaged up there. But having an 8 theatre service in an island like Mornington, and me, you know, used to travel over there for work from Mount Isa when I was living in Mount Isa and working for the public service. And also when I was working for SkyTrans, I used to service the community out there. I have a unique understanding of how frustrating it would be and how, I think, falls well below the mark. You know, these people are Queenslanders just like you and I. They pay the same taxes, they abide by the same laws. And yet here they are. I think that's less than, deserving of a community like that. The amount of servicing that happens over there with government agencies and departments, but, you know, 8 people ferrying them from Mornington to Normanton is amazing. I wonder what's happening when the school kids start to go back to their community, actually to their schools. But, you know, in this day and age, I think, you know, Mornington Island is the most isolated Aboriginal community in the state. You can't hop on a trip carrier and drive from Mornington to Mount Isa or Cairns. And yet here we are, you know, I think offering the people over there something, like I said before, less than they deserve.
What can be done to put more pressure on Rex to increase the flights, the number of flights, for instance?
Well, I think it's a state government issue more than anything. Department of Transport and Main Roads really needed to have a bit more of a think about it. Rex, you know, the airstrips, you know, obviously needs repairing. My frustration is, and I've actually spoken to the member for Mount Isa, and obviously, you know, Mornington falls into his electorate, but Robbie and I committed to working together. Late last week, we had a bit of a conversation about what we think needs to happen. You know, we've had a massive train derailment outside of Julia Creek a few weeks ago, and the state government put the resources into that to clean that up within 2 weeks. And they can't, you know, for the last month and a bit, the state government hasn't been able to get in and repair that airstrip on Mornington Island. They can do that big derailment down at Julia Creek in 2 weeks, knock that off, but they can't service the airstrip so that regular services can continue. Big difference between a 30-seater flying in there and an 88-seater flying in there. I'd like the state government to pull their finger out. I don't think it has too much to do with Rex. Rex has the mercy of, you know, the repairs that need to be made to the airstrip. And we need to get it right too. And I'm talking to Brad, you know, the last time the airstrip got maintained or repaired, you know, there were some flaws, I think, in the work. You know, we can't afford to have a community like Mornington Island, once again, like I said, one of the most isolated Aboriginal communities in the state, to have an airstrip that's, you know, every 6 months or every 12 months, we're going to have to, you know, put a stop to the bigger planes coming in because we've got to repair it. Let's get it right the first time. These people deserve it.
Billy, is this important enough to maybe call the army in on a situation like this and do it and do these repairs quickly and efficiently?
Well, it's important enough to have the state government do a bit more than what they've been doing, a hell of a lot more than what they've been doing. Hopefully we'll speak to, is my, you know, I guess, the influence with the government and relationship with the government to push for a faster outcome and make sure that there's a permanent solution put in place so that we're not in a situation. And I was around in 2008 when MacEar decided to fold up, shut up shop, and, you know, left people like people in Mornington Island, Normanton and Boomingee and Burketown high and dry. And it just seems like it's cyclic. Every few years we have this situation that I think is unacceptable. It's 2016 and we need to get it right.
Does Mornington Island and Doomadgee, are they eligible for that airfare subsidy, do you know, off the top of your head?
No, unfortunately not, which is, once again, something that Robbie Catter and I discussed at length on Friday afternoon. We talked about what we think is needed, and I think first and foremost we need to get this airstrip sorted out, fixed. We need to get the planes back in there, the bigger planes, you know, not just for passenger transportation, but mail and freight. And then we need to start pushing the state government to, you know, add Mornington and Doomadgee particularly to the airfare subsidy scheme. Once again, you know, the isolation, the airfare is crippling. I know personally, firsthand, how hard it is to get, you know, families to and from Mornington. You know, and I was seeing up in the Cape and the Torres Strait right now, in my electorate, people benefiting from that subsidy that's in place. And I can't see any reason why Mornington and Doomadgee weren't included. The one thing I pushed for when I pushed for this airfare subsidy in Cook was those two communities particularly being involved in that airfare subsidy scheme as well. And it was to my great disappointment to find out that that wasn't the case. And I think we need to get, you know, the Department of Transport and Main Roads need to go back to the drawing board and figure out, well, you know, why were we Mornington and Doomadgee included? And two, let's get them on the books, because I think it's important. Once again, most isolated population, business population in the state, people of Mornington Island.
Look, Billy, just thinking outside the circle for the moment, you know what I mean? Because sometimes, you know, a certain way of thinking is not getting the job done. You know, in a situation like this, I mean, there's a backlog of people wanting to get on and off the island, you know. So if we can't get them there by air, is there a possibility of, you know, seconding or somehow or other getting hold of, a ship that takes, you know, 100 people, for instance, you know, one of the ones that may go possibly to, like, to Green Island, a boat like that, for instance, and you get it and get it to take a big heap one way and another big heap of people the other way, and to clear up some of the backlog, because the plane side of things is not really looking that rosy at the moment.
Well, you know, it's something I've talked about with the department, particularly in other places, on the sea transportation, and if that's an option, then, you know, I think it's entirely up to the people of Mornington Island if that's the way, if that's an option they want to push for. And I'm pretty sure, you know, listening to Robbie Catter's comments and his concern about the situation, he's pretty angry about the situation, to be quite honest. I think it's something that Robbie would definitely push for too. And, you know, I encourage Robbie to sit down with the people of Mornington Island if it's possible and talk a bit about this issue and this frustration and get some guidance from them about the way forward here.
Yeah. Well, look, thank you for your input, and hopefully we can be back in contact with some better news on this particular subject next time we get to talk. And, we certainly do have thank you for your input this morning.
Thanks, Greg. Great to be back on Black Star. Have a happy new year, mate.
Thank you. That's the independent member for in Parliament, Billy Gordon.